This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It really has come down to that in America in 2020. Are you on the side of truth and justice and logic and reasoning and reality? Or do you buy into the leftist mainstream media establishment thought paradigm, which is anti-logic, anti-reality, fully emotional, driven by propaganda, and self-destructive by its very design? We're going to be hearing from Alex Jones coming up shortly. Owen Schroyer here in studio filling in for Alex today. What is the biggest story? To my left, I have a stack of news indicating how the left has activated its race riots and are getting ready to do this again. When I cover that news, I will expose the total fraud that is Black Lives Matter and this notion somehow that America or police are racist. No, it's all based on media propaganda. Is that the biggest story? Is it the Supreme Court? With Neil Gorsuch ruling that sanctuary cities are legal, or ruling that LGBTQIPA 69er 49 hut hut hike PQA discrimination is illegal in the workforce. Why are we even talking about that on the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court is supposed to be one of the highest level intellect, logic, philosophy, reasoning groups of people on planet Earth, and we have them talking about pee-pees and wee-wees. Wow. It's the clown world. Is that the big news? Or is it the fake pandemic that they faked and that they're now trying to run a Statue of Liberty handoff and fake again? Is it the fact that Google, which I will expose today, which I've exposed in the past, is rewriting our history? Think about the inclination there. An entire generation of people who will grow up assuming Google is giving them the facts, giving them the history. And it turns out in live time right now, Google is rewriting American history. And specifically for our coverage today, erasing the fact that the Democrats and the KKK were the party of slavery. Erasing the fact that it was all Democrats that were filibustering the Civil Rights Act. And now even labeling them Republicans on Google. I'm not kidding you. Some of the biggest Dixiecrat and Democrats from the Civil Rights era that fought the Civil Rights, Google now labels as Republicans. You cannot make this up. It's kind of like, you know, you search racist and Google and Twitter and they have it programmed in their algorithm to pop up Donald Trump. These are enemy operations against America, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, China has declared wartime operations. We'll get into that. But I think it can all be summarized in two stories or images. This was pointed out by Mark Hemingway on Twitter, maybe others perhaps. And these two stories went out just an hour apart from one another from the same source, NBC News. First one comes out. Rally for Black Trans Lives draws packed crowd to Brooklyn Museum Plaza. Now you've seen this footage probably tens, looks like a ton of people, maybe 10,000 people out there in Brooklyn, because I'm sure they all care about trans lives. No, they just hate Trump. Just the latest facade to march for it. But then an hour later, same source says, President Trump plans to rally his supporters next Saturday for the first time since most of the country was shuttered by the coronavirus. Health experts are questioning that decision. Liberal privilege. They get to riot and protest and loot and do all their marches. You can't have a rally, a funeral, nothing. You're a bad American.
Have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
The enemy's battle plan. Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday global transmission with Owen Stroyer. I will be back later with a key report in the third hour on the United Nations global government plan to bring down the U.S. economy and then shut down the police forces systematically and then have the forces turned over to United Nations control. This is official. There are hours and hours and hours of this at the U.N. building in New York from 2015 with then Attorney General Loretta Lynch laying out the battle plan. This is all very serious. That's why I keep telling conservatives that make jokes about the idiot leftist and Antifa. That is only their ground force decoy. This is systematic and international and deadly dangerous. Now, police everywhere resigning should not be doing that. You signed up for this job supposedly to protect people. Well, now you can protect America. If you stand down, they are ready to bring in their people and accelerate the accreditation and put actual Antifa-type scum in uniform. And then the real Civil War starts. So, no one needs to be resigning right now. You need to be out there doing your job and understand this is political, this is a setup, and this is fourth and fifth generational warfare against the United States of America. And they're launching the same programs worldwide. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be laying this out later. John Bounce put out an excellent report detailing it as well. We're going to be airing that. This is a imperative issue that people take this extremely seriously. It's not a game. It's not a joke. Everybody liked to laugh at me in the last 20-something years. Well, you're not laughing now. And it's not about how I was right. It's about there's no more time to screw around. There's no more time to play games. We're under attack. It's world government. It's systematic. It's evil. All this has been working. Every single angle of it. All of it integrates in the COVID-19 hoax. All the race riots. It is designed to paralyze the nation. So instead of being paralyzed, we all go into political and cultural action against this. This is 21st century warfare. You're facing it. Identify it, adapt and overcome it, or become slaves. The path of laying down and being passive is over. The only path to any future is waking up, getting real, spreading the word, and radicalizing your fellow Americans against the globalists. We have to radicalize now. We have to get aggressive now. We have to get very serious now. We're going to lose everything. Underestimating the enemy attack will be our downfall. Recognizing it will be victory. God bless, and back to the live transmission.
Aborted babies incinerated to eat in UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent? the powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
I report ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat,
find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding is my cattle for food.
The report you just saw was filed more than 6 years ago by myself and David Knight. You heard what David Knight said there. He said a society like that will turn on its citizens, on its police, and on other Quislings that didn't understand what was happening. We know the enemy battle plan. We have the blueprints. But you're going to have to admit that it is an illegal, outside, globalist move, and we're all in great danger. If you will not assess the real threat and the systematic nature of this, and how these different operations overlay, and how the globalists admit all of it, then there's no way to counter it. You can go after each one of the attacks as a separate operation. It doesn't work. Only full overview of this, and then focusing on each little subsection, can turn this around. I've been studying this for 30 years. I've interviewed all the top experts. We know what's going on. So again, I'm getting chills right now. Well, we all sit here and fiddle. America burns. That it's the realization of the enemy operation that sets us free.
We're back now live in studio. Owen Schroyer with you. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones again before this transmission concludes. We are going to be joined by our crew live from the autonomous nation of Chaz, which actually, if these people understood law, they'd understood if they really just were serious about that, the military could just go in and wipe them all out clean to reclaim American territory. But, that evil dictator Trump hasn't made that proclamation. So I guess they're lucky again. But we'll be joined by our crew on the ground. We've also got Gerald Celente coming up in the fourth hour. Always informative and entertaining. Before I get to this news and all these powerful videos, I realized something hearing that report from Alex and David Knight, because I think that we're all at a bit of a crossroads internally, realizing where this path leads us, realizing what the future holds. And our angst is in the fact that we all know if we don't act now, when we do have to act, it's going to be out of straight up instinctual self-defense. I mean, at your door style. It's like, we could clear all this up now. We know the names. We know the players. But they continue to operate. And so they've got their brainwashed hordes, they've got their media, they've got everything activated against America right now. And I think for us, the most banned news network out there, because we're pro-America, because we're pro-human, because we're pro-freedom, because we're pro-truth, because we're not bought and paid for, what is our mission now? If we had to have a mission orient as a team, what was it? What is it now? Well, if it was getting Trump in office and getting people to understand the political revolution and getting people to see the sides of the coin and the 21-sided die and all this stuff, well, we've already done that, folks. We've already exposed it all. The deep state, Epstein, I mean, you name it all. The police state, all of it. So what is our mission orient now? It's weird. It's like we've completed our mission orient, and now we're kind of fumbling around like wondering, what is our new mission orient? But I realize it now just listening to that report. Our mission orient is now that we're here, it's to tell people, okay, folks, we're here now. It's time to get battle-hardened, and it's time to get ready because we know what comes next.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Cannot thank you enough for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't even really have time to properly plug here because I have so much news to get to. We've got our crew in the autonomous nation of Chaz, which if they meant that by law, they could be nuked by Trump tomorrow. And so our crew is there, and I want to go to them. But folks, just remember, your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes all of this possible. The great crew that we have in there getting us on air every day, the great people getting you your supplements, and everybody in the warehouse, the on-air talent, the people behind the scenes and everything. It's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It's just like it's a miracle that America could ever exist. It's a miracle that InfoWars could ever exist. And we cannot thank you enough for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials. Jump on over there and remember that everything we do is made possible by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. So our crew is out in Chaz. We're going to get some updates from them. I know that there's going to be some stuff happening today that I think they're tracking. And so we're going to go to Sam now in the autonomous nation of Chaz. One nation under Chaz. Pledge allegiance by the Chaz-Estonians. For Chaz, by Chaz, in Chaz, eternal Chaz. And so now Sam joins us from the Chaz Eternal. All right, so you're now, what, night three in the autonomous zone, the autonomous Woodstock of Chaz. So what is the latest? How are things going?
Well, the latest, Owen, yes, coming to you live from Chaz here, the great nation of Chaz. Oh, actually, we have some news, breaking news. It's now the nation of Chop.
Chop. You know what? I forgot that they changed it to Chop. And now yeah. They're even saying they want to chop anyone's heads off that's a dissident.
Oh, that might be. There's definitely a little bit of that kind of sentiment going around here. Actually, I was going to let you know, I feel a little bad because I packed extra clothes when I could have just been getting free clothes from Chop the whole time. They have free clothes. They have free groceries. So
oh, is that
I don't even
tailored?
Know where I brought my wallet. Oh, they'll get you. They have some scissors, free scissors. They'll get you right there in the booth. So,
but really, where are they getting all, who's paying for clothes and stuff? Where are they getting these clothes?
And that's a good question. You know, as far as like people who might be helping them out, we have seen some U-Haul trucks that we're able to get through.
So
the
it's not like hand-me-downs? It's like brand new clothing coming in?
I'm not quite sure about that. It might be a little bit of both, actually, because we even saw, you know, some businesses helping out and providing like food and.
Now, we have seen them gardening. How is the cardboard soil with the Brondo going for the gardeners there, the farmers of Chaz?
It must be going pretty successful. I saw they had some fresh vegetables yesterday for everyone to snack on. So I don't know if it tastes a little bit like cardboard, but.
So is this just how it's going to be then? I mean, is there any sign of any law enforcement or anything ever coming back? Is this just it? Is Chaz just eternal now?
It's looking that way. I mean, the only thing that's stopping everybody from being out partying right now is a little bit of rain. So we'll see what happens. But I don't see any sign of law enforcement or the fire department trying to make any changes as far as how Chaz is. The nation of Chaz is set up.
How many people in Chop are actually from Chop?
That's a good question. Actually, me and Rob were thinking the same thing. It looks like there's a lot of people who are not from here, that just came down to maybe use this as an opportunity to get out of the house, just be around people and not have to socially distance. So there's a lot of tourism in Chop right now. Let's put it that way.
Now, Fauci and Burks, they came to Chop to do a COVID announcement, right? To tell people to social distance and everything. Did that happen? Did they make it to Chop? I didn't.
No, actually, I missed that. I don't know if they made it to CHOP. I haven't seen any government officials come down and try
to. What about
to help
Bill Gates?
Through.
I mean, Bill Gates with his private island, his home that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Is CHOP ever thinking about migrating that way?
I mean, it might be. This idea is spreading like fire around here, so you never know. They might end up getting an island of their own and having the CHOP island and a little place to take a vacation when you're done having a CHOP over here. You can go CHOP on an island with some elite.
By the way, they literally said, where is it here? Oh, yeah, the stories at Infowars.com, those not on board with French Revolution were CHOPed. Chaz protesters warn after renaming their camp to CHOP. So it's now the Capitol Hill CHOP. This isn't like the CHOP shop, like the motorcycle place or like the meat house or something. This is like they want to chop your head off. But, you know, I saw a bunch of anti-Trump protests. So really, and I want you to go link up. I know there's about to be an interesting situation there. We'll kind of leave it as a deep radio tease that you're going to be involved in. We'll have hopefully some live footage of that. But I mean, seriously, what is the overall mentality today? I mean, is it kind of burning out? Is it kind of like, okay, we need to start behaving like adults? Is it like, oh, crap, we just turned this into a hellhole? I mean, what is just kind of the overall mentality right now?
Well, to be honest, I think the business owners might be even getting a little tired of having their businesses not running as usual that are located within the nation of CHOP. So that might be happening right now. We saw some people trying to get a hold of the city. Other than that, I mean, it's been more of a party atmosphere versus like a protest atmosphere. So I don't know what's going to happen in the next coming week, but we'll see. You know, if the nation of CHOP decides to just declare their independence from America and keep this thing going.
All right. Well, look, if we get word that the president's ready to nuke CHOP, we'll let you know and get you out of there. Okay.
Sounds good, Owen.
All right, Sam. Go on your next mission now. And we'll be hearing again from them, I'm sure, before the end of the show. It's just such a clown world right now, folks. You know, I've got 2 minutes here. Let me just do this before I get to some of this news, because I really need to focus when I bear down on this. But let me just give you a quick example of what we're dealing with here. You see, the left has never been about facts. I went and looked into this, and it's true. The 13th Amendment, which was the abolishment of slavery, had 100% Republican support in Congress, 23% Democrat support. Okay, so again, it's the Democrat Party of the KKK, of the racists. The 14th Amendment gave citizenship to freed slaves, 94% Republican support, 0% Democrat support. It was literally the party of slavery, folks. 15th Amendment, right to vote for all, 100% Republican support, 0% Democrat support. And then just as kind of a add on, Obamacare, 0% Republican support, 86% Democrat support, but that's kind of just a wash. But the point is, you'll never see this in the media. You'll never see this talked about. You'll never see this on Google. You have to go do deep research to even find this stuff. And I learned the hard way, folks, because what I also learned doing this research was that the Civil Rights Act was actually filibustered, the longest filibuster in United States history. You can look this up, and it was done by Democrats, specifically Strom Thurmond. Now, so I went to do a little more research on old Strom Thurmond, and Google claims he's Republican. Google claims Strom Thurmond is Republican, but you go do the research, and here's just one example. This is from History.com. No, Strom Thurmond was actually a very strong Democrat and Dixiecrat out of the South. So, he was a strong Democrat. The reason why he became a Dixiecrat was because he was against some of the things that Truman was doing. But no, he was not a Republican. So, it's just like when you search on Google, who is the party of the KKK? It's historically known as Democrats. Google has rewritten that history and now claim it's Republican. And now they're literally switching the political affiliation of the Democrats that fought to keep black people enslaved as Republicans. This is an attack.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
CEO of every major company in America. I just wanted to take the time to say that here at my company, Black Lives Matter. I know we spent all of February virtue signaling, speaking to the black community, but sometimes current events happen, and in order to make sure you social justice warriors continue making me richer, I simply can't stand by and let a situation like this go to waste. Last year, only 9 unarmed black men were shot and killed by the police, but now is not the time for facts. Now is the time. Feelings. Please please continue destroying your own communities and burning down businesses as long as they're not mine. We support you acting like hoodlums now more than ever, and we want you to feel comfortable giving us what little money you have left when this is all over. I promise I will continue to publicly support whatever opinions will make you keep liking me. Black Lives Matter, especially when it helps my bottom line to say that. Have a great day. An orange man, very, very bad.
A message from CEO of every major company, P. Anders. Actually, that was the brilliant work of Damani Felder there. Is putting it really, you can't explain it except with comedy sometimes. And, you know, we're at a very interesting crossroads right now in America. And every American is going to have to make a conscious decision about how they're going to fight for the country, fight for this nation at this crossroads. And it could be simple as, okay, because it's real easy. We know the propaganda, and then as soon as they put out the propaganda, boom, they're tagged as anti-American globalists, like with BLM. I start getting BLM messages from certain things, I'm out, I'm done. NFL, I'm done with you. I'm never spending another dime. I'm going to cancel my NFL package. I've always been a football fan. I'm done. I can't watch it. You hate me. You hate my country. I'm done with you. Sucks. I like watching football. I like the NFL. But you know what? You're anti-American. You're against me. You're my enemy now. You tagged yourself as my enemy, so I'm done with you. And every American should do this. Cancel your NFL package. Don't go to the damn game. Don't watch the game. Believe me, if I can do that, you can do that. It goes on. Same with the NBA. When I go out shopping, I went shopping this weekend. Needed some shoes and some shirts and stuff. I will not buy a product made in China. Will not do it. Refuse. Now, I'm not perfect. I got shoes made in Indonesia, shirt made in Vietnam. Macau, does that count? Taiwan, does that count? You got to make these decisions. But until Americans start fighting back, at least economically in some way, shape, or form, then there's no victory. Then they can just tag with their BLM or whatever it is, anti-Trump message, and you still buy their products. Well, then they can just do whatever they want to you, and they lie to you all day long. But let's just focus on this real quick here. I think I can do this in 6 minutes to just show you how out of control this whole thing really is. Now, it doesn't matter, this story is at InfoWars.com, that police misconduct claims fall to 10-year low in New York City. And again, police work just keeps getting better, but the media keeps getting more evil. And so what happens? All Black Lives Matter painted on Hollywood Boulevard. Now it's in D.C., it's in Hollywood, it's over here, so... But if somebody put up a White Lives Matter sign on a college campus or a White Lives Matter sign on their building or on their apartment or something, oh, you're racist, you're bad. So what is this really about? Tomb of the Unknown Soldier of the American Revolution vandalized in Philadelphia's Washington Square. And by the way, guys, just roll, because we got some more B-roll from the weekend. The staged beating of Trump and Chaz. The woman who had her car smashed in, the glass got on her dog. Just roll the B-roll of some of the violence from over the weekend. Because just realize, folks, this hasn't stopped. The violence and the rioting, it hasn't stopped. Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson statue torn down from Portland High School. I believe that there's other ones, too. They're just taking down statues everywhere. Funny, most of them are actually Democrats, including almost every single one Nancy Pelosi said needs to be torn down. All except two were Democrats. So the left is out rioting, destroying property, stealing, murdering. And it's all for the cause, folks. See, it's all for the cause. And what is that cause? Well, they don't really know, but the cause is to destroy America. But they may know that, and they may like that. And they've been deceived into Stockholm Syndrome into thinking that that somehow benefits them. Tucker Carlson, folks, is the last real newsman on television, perhaps. Against the tide, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell refuses to pull ads from Tucker Carlson tonight. Everyone's pulling ads. He won't buy into the BLM, so he gets attacked viciously. They try to take him off air. He'll be lucky if he's on air in October. UK police officers told to take a knee for BLM protesters or they could lose their job. BLM branded kill a white on site posters. So that's not racist at all. Seattle's Chaz, retry all non-white violent convicts with non-white jurors. Okay, but you know, these people are for Martin Luther King, and then all they do is see skin color. Those not on board with French Revolution were chopped, Chaz protesters warn after renaming their camp. I don't know why we're allowing this to happen. Video, Chaz resident says white America will see more burning and looting if they don't get it right. Folks, this is all of our America. It's not white America, black America, brown America, Asian America. No, it's America. The left is destroying it. Viciously, violently, unrelentingly, unchallenged. Police officer shot in the head during BLM protest, paralyzed from neck down. And now you've got Rayshard Brooks. Now, here's the story on ABC News. Rayshard Brooks went from telling Atlanta officer about visiting mother's grave to being fatally shot. And so now Rayshard Brooks is the new George Floyd. Now, look, again, you want to get into the law? We can get into the law. The guy's on probation. The guy was drinking and driving. I mean, what if Rayshard Brooks gets in a car accident at night and kills somebody because he was drunk? Would the media care? What if it was a little black girl with her mom? Would the media care? Absolutely not. Couldn't care less. But he gets caught drinking and driving, violating parole. And by the way, he was in jail for 7 years, released because of COVID, for domestic violence. And guess how many times any of that is mentioned in this story from ABC News that was the number one trending story? Zero times, ladies and gentlemen. Zero times. This man resisted arrest, attempted to tase an officer. I mean, you try to get in a scuffle with someone with a gun, you're probably going to get shot. But if it's an officer, they're not allowed to. So here's a scuffle that they won't show you on mainstream news. So this is the one that they're going to now drum up to cause more race riots in this country. More protests planned for Monday after Atlanta shooting. Oh, but the media forgot these stories. Four people charged in shooting death of 13-year-old boy in Chester, Pennsylvania. The boy was white. The boy was black. Excuse me. The people charged are black, but nobody cares about those black lives. Perry PD charges woman with kidnapping, sexually abusing 14-year-old. 14-year-old, black, woman charged, black. Nobody cares about those black lives. Three suspects in custody after off-duty FWC officer shot and killed. That officer, Julian Keene Jr., 30-year-old, black male, dead. Does his life matter? No. And now, this is what Alex was talking about, and this is it, folks. This is really what this whole agenda is, to disband the police and bring in the UN. Police officers all over America are quitting their jobs because of the Floyd protest and because they're just getting thrown under the bus by their leadership. And then, Infowars.com, United Nations openly hijacks U.S. police departments. So that's the whole thing, folks. Get the police out by hook or by crook, and then bring in the U.N. And that's what we're in the middle of. And these four brainwashed souls really think they're fighting for some justice because on CNN they said racism is a problem in America. And these rich billionaires and millionaires that are black told them to.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The good news is America is waking up. The silent majority is larger than ever. The Democrat Party politically is dead. The problem is this evil, deceptive establishment is so entrenched and so powerful. It's not going to just go away, and it's going to continue to just morph like a oozing blob until it can fully corrupt everything that is America. All of its institutions, all of its industries, all of its art and culture and entertainment. And we're in that stage. Now, like a white blood cell or an antibody fighting a disease, We're creating more antibodies and we're trying to fight this cancer, but it is metastasizing and it is getting more and more deadly. Now, let me finish up with kind of some of the stuff that we're witnessing from over the weekend, which, and there's going to be more to come. And then we'll kind of change to the coronavirus hoax round two that they're about to initiate. So they're going to round up and get the race riots round two going. And then, so they'll be promoting all of that. But then they'll also say you can't run a business or go to a church service or have a funeral or anything, even though they're out promoting their protests and riots. And it just exposes the total fraud of these people. But America sees it. But again, the cancer's already here. The cancer's already killing us. But I want to give you fair warning. So if there are any children or anything watching this, folks, I'm going to air a video that's very graphic right now. Now, there's no nudity or cursing or anything, and we won't even play the audio, but I just want to air this. But look, if you don't want your kids to see this or you don't want, it could be deemed inappropriate here. So just want to give you fair warning. If your child is watching or there's somebody watching, you don't want to see this. Go ahead and have them tune out right now. But to me, this video just shows you the total degradation of society, the total degeneration of the left. And actually, I do want to air this audio because it is important actually to hear this getting celebrated. But basically, you have a woman lined off against the line of police doing a striptease and literally getting cheered on by the audience. Even one woman from the audience goes up and slaps her butt in the middle of this striptease. Now, you see something like this, and it's just, this is total mental illness. This is complete societal degeneration. But America needs to see what the left is, what it's become, and where it all goes if it's not met at this crossroads right now and nipped in the bud, at least here in the West. So again, just fair warning, folks. This video is not, there's no nudity or anything, but it's about as close as you can get to simulating a sexual act live on the street. So pretty soon they'll probably just start having sex right in front of police, like right on their riot shields or something. So here's this lady empowering herself by doing a striptease in front of the police. Getting cheered on by the audience. Again, folks, I'm sorry for any graphic nature. And then she's literally humping, I'm not even kidding you, humping the cement while a woman comes in and slaps her butt. Now she's doing the full splits and simulating a sexual act on herself. And it's getting cheered on. And they say, F Trump. And this is cheered. This is celebrated. Total societal degeneration. She has a Black Lives Matter t-shirt on. Way to go, girl. Way to go. Way to show us that Black Lives Matter by mooning us and giving us a strip show. Way to go. You're now a whore. Congratulations. You're now officially a street hooker. You work for free, by the way. They didn't even have to go to the strip club and pay $50 or whatever for that. You gave them that show for free. And you thought you empowered yourself. You thought you empowered black people by doing that. A sick, disgusting freak. This is what the media has done to the youth. This is what the media has done. Oh, and now, though, they say, well, we can't have Elmer Fudd on TV or Yosemite Sam on TV with a gun because, you know, that's going to make people violent. Even though all the kids that grew up watching Looney Tunes with Yosemite Sam and the rest, they didn't go out shooting up schools. It's never an issue for them. Oh, but I'm sure all the rap videos and the Jay-Z's and the Cardi B's and the Kim Kardashians and the porn and all of it, oh, I'm sure that's perfectly fine. We don't need to stop kids from seeing that. We need to continue to promote that on the internet, continue to promote that on all the apps that the children have, like Snapchat, so that your daughter can grow up to be a street hooker doing free strip shows on the streets of the city, humping cement, playing with herself. That's what we need. But see, nobody complains about Jay-Z or all the rappers that did this to black people. Nobody complains about Jay-Z and all the other rappers out there that told black people, hey, it's our culture now to be a gangster and pimp and hoe and do drugs and strip. That was Jay-Z. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Jay-Z. That wasn't your white neighbor. That wasn't the police officer. No, that was mainstream entertainment. It's just mind-boggling. It's just how sick and twisted the media has really become. To demonize police or to demonize a cartoon gun, but to ignore the vampant, just total, just ramped up smut that they feed children and call it mainstream entertainment and music and art and culture. It's filth. It's trash. It's cancer. Oh, you can't sing. The White Christmas song or what's the other? They're canceling Christmas songs, but hey, put Cardi B to the top of the list. Don't you know she strips naked and plays with herself on TV and has a fake butt and fake boobs and then shows it off, and then that's cool, that's hip. But oh, that Christmas song, that suggested a man and a woman being caring and tender and loving to one another. We need to cancel that. But Cardi B that strips naked with her fake butt and does pornos, hey, that's good stuff. But then you're told you're bad if you're white. You're told you're bad if you're a gun owner. You're told you're bad if you're a Christian. You're told you're bad if you're a Trump supporter. Oh, and if you're black and you happen to be any of those things, well, you're not even black. You didn't know that? But look at this, folks. Supreme Court let stand California's sanctuary law on undocumented immigrants. Totally illegal. Totally unconstitutional. Oh, but those conservative judges, they signed off on it too. Aren't they just great? Oh, we're so proud of Gorsuch. We're so proud of Gorsuch, who signed the opinion. Supreme Court makes historic ruling on LGBT employment discrimination. You can't be discriminated against if you're gay or trans. Well, hell, I'm trans then. I demand Anderson Cooper's job and pay at CNN because I'm a trans black woman. Sir, you have a penis and your skin is white. It doesn't matter if I have a penis and if my skin is white. I feel like a black woman. And I want to play in the WNBA because I'm a black woman. Of course, that's ridiculous. But if you're a leftist, then it's okay because all these Antifa terrorists, they're arresting all these tranny Antifa terrorists. They have a 5 o'clock shadow when they're out on the street saying, oh, I'm a woman, don't harass me. It's okay for them to joke around and play games, but oh, not you. Folks, and everybody knows, what is the real discrimination in this country? What is the true discrimination in this country? If you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're white, that's the real discrimination. Ask any black person or any gay person that's a conservative Trump supporter, and they will tell you they have dealt with 100 times the discrimination and bigotry for being a Trump supporter or a Christian or a conservative than they've ever dealt with for being gay or black. But hey, guys, we got to indoctrinate the children. Nickelodeon celebrates Pride Month by announcing SpongeBob is gay. SpongeBob is a member of the LGBTQ community, even though the creator, before he died, said no, he's not gay. Well, now he is gay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Aerodyne.